There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. And I am here looking at the the bumper sticker that I saw last night as I was driving from the airport. Ask me about microwaving cats for fun and profit.
Oh,
nice.
That's not nice.
I thought of you, though, Jennifer.
Kitties are people, too.
Are they? Well, yeah.
Well, they're not people, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Get it. The Supreme Court is deciding whether the Affordable Health Care Act permits government subsidies for citizens of 34 states, doesn't include California or 15 other states that had the open enrollment for its own people. Jennifer, I've forgotten where you are on that. Didn't you get your health care coverage? Yours is through the company, though, right? Or is it, did you get your own?
Through a different thing. But no, I'm not an Obamacare person.
Well, I know you're not an Obamacare person. That's not really a fair way to bracket it because, after all, it is the Affordable Health Care Act.
Well, I don't have it, is what I'm saying.
You have none of it.
Well, I mean, I do have health care, but through a union, not through...
If you had... No, that's right, too. That's right, because you have...
Right. Yeah.
You and I belong to the same union. I don't have the... I never got the same benefits from it. They never came.
No, they told me they liked you better. They liked me better.
Oh, did they really? The folks that work for Target are a little nervous today because Target says it's going to cut thousands of jobs. They intend to grow... I remember studying this in economics in college, and the question was always, can you grow by cutting back?
Right.
So they're going to cut thousands of jobs. They have set in place a $2 billion growth strategy. They're going to invest a lot of money this year, streamlining their operations, opening up smaller stores, and creating a product mix designed to appeal to a younger, broader consumer demographic. So where do you fit in this demographic? You shop at Target, Jen, right?
I love Target, yes.
I
My problem
Target.
Is, when it's I go to Target, I have to go through every aisle. I become very OCD at Target.
Really?
Like to go through every aisle.
They're happy to hear that, probably.
I know, they do. I must love it. Mm-hmm. But it's a store where you can get everything. That's why I like it. Plus, it's a little higher quality than the other bigger box stores. I don't
right.
know.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yep. All right, Ken, do you go to Target?
Yeah, I do. And one of the things I like about Target is that it's almost always clean and organized.
Yeah. Yes. And it smells good when you walk
yes.
in.
Yeah. Yep. Speaking of smelling, the president and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
They smelled each other.
Never been best buddies. They didn't fight in public like they are now. Nasty Netanyahu challenging the White House on its approach to the deal with Iran. Mr. Netanyahu painted Mr. Obama as naive.
Well, I don't know if it's naive. I think he was saying it was naive to think that Iran. I don't think he was saying, Obama, you're naive.
Really?
I thought he was complimentary of the president, actually, at the beginning. But I know you guys are going to jump all over me. I thought that was one of the best speeches that I have ever seen.
Netanyahu's speech?
I watched that speech with my jaw open, and I was like, wow. I hadn't felt that way watching a speech since Reagan gave his speech. I mean, he makes you want to stand with him. That's what's so incredibly powerful about this guy, is you want to stand up next to him. You want to be like, yes, I'm with you. He instills confidence in you. That's what's been missing from our leaders.
Remember I said that more or less when we were talking about Netanyahu and how he comes across as an American. He comes across as a strong... He could be Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey.
Well, it was like
president.
It was like watching a State of the Union address. I mean, the way he came in, the way people were vying for a position to be near the aisle, the way everybody was.
Let's touch him.
Yeah, I mean, it was like watching a State of the Union in America. Sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Kenny, do you get the same feeling, the same goosebumpy good feeling that Jennifer did out of the speech?
I didn't, in part because I look at him and I just can't shake the feeling that he's just another politician.
What's he selling? Is he selling peace and tranquility and hope for the future? Or is he just dealing in the realities of now? Or, worse than that, is he somebody who's stuck in the past? Which is,
I think he's trying to get reelected.
Ah.
I think he did. You know, I really don't think he... What he did was very apolitical. It was not a political speech. The only people that made it political...
Of course it was.
No. Yeah. You're being naive. Because the only people that made it political in this... Are the liberals in the country who said, oh, I'm not coming to this speech. I'm not. They're going to sit out. They're going to boycott. Those are the people that made it political. He went... And Doug, you've been, of all people, you've been to Israel. You know what the Israelis live... You know what they live under. They constantly live for the next siren. They're ducking into bus shelters. I mean, these people are constantly on playing defense. And
I think you're making it very dramatic. Wow.
You really think that they don't?
I think that there is this feeling. I will admit to describing life in Israel on the edge. Because, especially the first time I was there, I watched the way people drive and looked at the cars and understand the psychology of living in a place, or understood. I didn't think I understood it before. The psychology of living in a place where there is fear amongst everybody all the time. And then I thought, there are a lot of people who come from different parts of the world to live in Israel, to support it, to make it stronger. But then, what are they doing to the lives that they have for themselves and or for their children? Do you know that there is such a feeling, a strong feeling among the Orthodox Jews that live in Israel, they must, according to their history, their tradition, their beliefs, just keep having children. The average family that is emigrating to Israel from other areas, the white Jews, not the dark Jews that are native to this area, but the white Jews that come from Europe and America, average family size is 8 children. 8 children in a country that has, I think, I want to say 54 million people living. It's pretty much the size of New Jersey. There's a psychosis there to a point, and I'm not necessarily using that in the negative sense.
So are you saying that you're saying that they're crazy?
No.
I mean, what are you saying?
No, I'm not
saying
that
they're
crazy.
You're saying that they have a lot of kids?
They will do anything to support the idea of a Jewish state. The psychology or psychosis of it, if that's what it is. This is not why you sound like Richie. You're like questioning things that I haven't even said, whether they deserve it or don't deserve it.
You come in, I was telling you what I think. You told me that I was naive, so you were telling me why, and I'm just asking you questions and follow up. I just think that we have a relationship with a country that has been our strongest ally in the Middle East. We've talked about this.
Of course they've been our strongest ally because they don't have anybody else to turn to.
You have a country who we don't trust, who has funded terrorism, who continues to fund terrorism in Iran. And so the idea is, would it be great to make an agreement with them? It would be. But I think Netanyahu made a great point saying, hey, you don't have to take the first deal with Iran. You can walk away from the table. Iran's being damaged by the sanctions. They have to come back to the table. If you don't like what you got with them, don't freak out. We don't have to give them everything they're looking for. And I don't think that's bad advice. I mean, call me crazy. I didn't think that was bad advice.
888-302-3684. Yeah, Kenny.
Well, the thing is that we're not the only country. There are five or six.
Of course,
and if
Germany,
if we walk away, then it's Russia and China, whom I don't trust any more than I trust Iran.
If we walk away from the conversation with Iran?
As a group,
then Russia and China will be brokering things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's going to put the deal? I guess what really also irks me about this is not only do they have the sunset clause, which the deal only expires after 10 years, which we know, Doug, you and I, Ken, we've all been working together for 10 years. It's a blip. It doesn't feel like that long. That is not much time at all. So you've got what happens next after the 10-year question, and then you have who's going to enforce this? Do we rely on the UN? Doug, I know you don't think that the UN does a great job monitoring things. Do we trust the UN to go in and make sure Iran's not up to any good? I don't know. It just there's a lot of questions that we have to answer there about this deal.
And we can't answer them all here, so no. We've laid out what the issues are. You feel like commenting, help yourself, 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What happens to gay marriage up next year on Good Day?
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Some will say two-wheel prohibition began in 1988 when Gary Busey hit his head on a curb. Many politicians versus personal freedom. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. A beautiful home-built chopper. 12 feet long, 50-degree rake, flat black, huge V-twin engine. On the tank, a hand-painted message implored onlookers to worry about their own shit. It's like that with polarizing helmet laws. Helmet wear is a personal issue. Best left to those who actually do the riding of motorcycles. You know, let those who ride decide. Couple of more state cave-ins. 32 where bikers have the freedom to choose. Bikers are asking for a right to make up their own mind. 32 down, 18 to go. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Most people take action when they feel physical pain. So why don't we approach mental discomforts the same way?
It's learned behavior. We're afraid to show weakness. But these symptoms may be early signs of burnout. How can you prevent it?
Don't fall into the superhero trap. Accept that you're only human.
Be realistic about what you can accomplish. Your goals should stretch you, but they shouldn't break you.
Learn to graciously say no to unreasonable requests from others. They're not trying to be too demanding.
But just say no when your schedule is already packed or when you'd have to put off something important for you to do something for them.
So set realistic stretch goals and protect your time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Going to the doctor, then you better pick the right time. You see, if you're just going in for your usual physical or have a potentially painful procedure scheduled, there are times of day when the poking, the prodding, and the slide up on the table, please, just won't hurt as much. Here's the science of it. Go to the doctor or the dentist in the mornings, not the afternoons. Go in the morning before 11. It has to do with the body's circadian rhythms or body clock. Pains are felt their least in the morning. Any poking, prodding, and pricking will hurt a whole lot more in the afternoon. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, just remember, schedule the appointment with your healthcare professional in the morning. Go in the morning and it will not hurt as much. At that time of day, hey, you might even enjoy it. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Alabama Supreme Court has ordered a halt to the issuing of marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Numerous federal rulings have suggested that gay marriage ought to be allowed. The Supreme Court there resisting rulings, the court instructing the probate judges that issue these licenses to cut it out. So is Alabama ahead of the game, behind the game? Is this home rule at its finest? The issue is something that's troubling, but there are actually two different issues here. One of them is whether or not to have gay marriage, and that seems to be something that the average person in America doesn't care that much about anymore. And then there is the issue of home rule, whether the states trump the feds in issues like this. So will this go to the Supreme Court? The United States, didn't it already go there?
If it goes to the Supreme Court, I mean...
I thought it already went there.
It has, different cases. But, you know, right. I mean, gay marriage is going to be the law of the land. If it's not today, it's going to be soon. So
leave it alone. Grow up.
But I do believe that it should be up to the states to decide locally what they want to do.
I think it should be up to the individual. Two people want to be married. Hello.
Well, it should be out of the government's hands.
Thank you.
Find someone to marry you.
Right. Yeah. 21 after the hour. Good day.
By
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Twenty-four past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Taylor Swift knows how to stay in the news, not be in the news, but stay in the focus. And she does it well and under good circumstances. Here's the story of Taylor and four-year-old Jaylene Salinas. Four-year-old young woman had a bucket list. She wanted to make a snowman, go to school, drive a big wheel car, and dance to her favorite song with Taylor Swift.
So cute.
The song Shake It Off is playing in the background. For the past 10 months, Jaylene is battling an aggressive form of brain cancer. Doctors giving her only a few months to live. She lives in San Antonio, Texas. She and her family launched a quest to cross everything off of her to-do list. She met the San Antonio Spurs, caught the attention of actor Taye Diggs, and she inspired the hashtag Shake It Off Jaylene, aimed at getting Taylor Swift's attention, and it worked. Jaylene and her family get a big surprise on Monday. Taylor Swift on FaceTime. Her health is failing so much she couldn't walk. Her mother told a reporter that she caught up with Taylor Swift like they were old friends. She said, quote, "I'm so sorry you're having a bad night. I'm so happy to talk with you, and I'm happy like that you like Shake It Off. You look beautiful tonight. You really do. You're just as pretty as all the pictures I've seen." Jaylene was in pain and didn't say very much. She seemed eager to chat as much as she could. And so this was a 20-minute call, Taylor Swift. The only thing that I wonder about sometimes is whether what we get in terms of publicity on this, where did the does this sort of thing emanate from the PR people that work with Taylor Swift, or did it come from the hospital where the girl is, or did it come from the family?
This came from the family.
It did, so she's not making
it. Who cares? At least it's somebody doing something good.
That's not the point. The point is that sometimes not Taylor Swift, I was making two points actually. One, she's not of that ilk. She doesn't go around blowing her own horn.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of celebrities who do things that are supposedly good.
Right.
And they want to make sure they get a lot of credit for it, so they make sure there's plenty of PR for it. I think that's kind of, you know,
tacky.
I mean
it's pretty cheesy. Yeah. But I don't think she's like that. I really don't.
I didn't say she was.
Oh, I didn't say that you were.
Oh.
I wasn't arguing.
You're very argumentative today.
Maybe it's you that's argumentative.
No, not me.
Dougie, it's you.
Never argumentative. You turn that around. All right, let's go to the late night shows.
Bring on Taylor Swift.
All right. Late night shows, monologues, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers here.
Never happened.
Hillary Clinton, if you haven't heard, is in trouble for conducting State Department business on private email. Yeah. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton is in trouble for conducting all his business on Snapchat. What's going on? The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a controversial appearance in front of Congress today. And Netanyahu and Obama are having kind of a tough time. They're not getting along. Yeah. Analysts say that President Obama and the Israeli Prime Minister have different worldviews. Yeah. For example, Netanyahu sees that dress on the internet as blue and black.
Another scandal for Hillary Clinton. Now they're saying that she may have used a private email address when she was Secretary of State, which means the government couldn't archive and preserve her emails. Then Obama was like, oh, don't worry, we saw them. So it was revealed that Hillary Clinton used a private email account to conduct official state business. Experts say that if this violates any federal rules, she will still be president. So, I mean, at this point, like, who are you kidding? Why? And did you see this? The artist who painted an official portrait of Bill Clinton just revealed that he included a shadow in the background to represent the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And this morning, Clinton saw the shadow, which means, of course, 6 more weeks of spring break. So
it's,
like...
It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Have a good day.
We are here to prevent the day from falling apart for you. We being Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, here on the radio program known as the Good Day program.
My week's already fallen apart. I might as well help try and save yours.
Really? Well, help me do that. I've got this portion of the program brought to you by the folks who have prepared super beets for you. If you want more stamina, more energy, you want detox benefits of taking super beets and to become more mentally aware, then I would suggest in the next few minutes, you pick up the phone and you call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Or you go to DougLikesBeats.com. Everybody's going to that. This is my new moniker, DougLikesBeats.com.
I think we should switch our whole website over to that.
Really?
I love it. Yeah, it's great. It's easy to remember.
Give Super Beats a call, 800-655-41. You got that, Richie? You write that number down?
Again, please.
4183. 800-655-4183. This is the time when you should come to the aid of your body, and you want more stamina, more energy, detox benefits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Call that number, please, 26 before the hour on Good Day. So the feds who investigated the killing of that 18-year-old Ferguson kid have laid bare the town. And they have declared it to be a racist hotbed. But the thing that has come out, and I've read four or five different interpretations of this, Kenny, and what I'm interested to see is the angle on how their attitude was profit-driven. They referred to it, the feds referred to it as, quote, profit-driven law enforcement practices. So they cleared Darren Wilson of any problem, but they call for sweeping changes in this town where officers, they went through the emails in the police department. You wouldn't believe the racist emails, the way that they plan to issue tickets mostly to black drivers that generate millions of dollars in revenue for the town. They use what investigators call excessive force on people, stop for minor offenses, sometimes nothing. They just beat up black guys because that's what they want to do. This is a real piggery, if you know what I mean. Ferguson, Missouri is a piggery. You know how all of the negative impact, the negative reflection on police officers, when you were a kid, perhaps you referred to them as pigs. And that's where the term piggery comes from for this police department. And I don't really give a darn about Eric Holder, but when you look and you read this stuff,
yeah,
and you see how deeply polarized this community is for no reason at all, other than they got a bunch of bigoted bastards running the town, and they create these situations that just ought not to have ever existed in the history of humanity, but we have so many prejudices against religion, against color of skin, people's sizes, you name it. It just, you got hair, you don't have hair, you're a Republican, you're a Democrat, you're a Jew, you're a Protestant, whatever it is. And they use that here. So it's no wonder. The reason, by the way, the population, I think I shouldn't laugh about this, but yesterday we were talking about 67% of the people in town are black, and
it was higher than that.
90% of the arrests are black. But.
Right, like 73% of the town is black, and then 20-some percent white.
Whites have been moving out of the town in droves.
Well, again, yesterday we talked about how in 1970 it was like 90% white.
Yeah.
And then,
right.
You know, here we are, what, 40, yeah. 50 years later,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's switched them. I don't understand why they didn't. They only had three black police guys. Officers, I think.
I mean, the bigoted emails back and forth will show you. You look at them, and why? That's the way they think. Why do people think like that at all? This is a perfect example of uneducated morons getting a badge and a gun. And that's why I've said for years and years and years and years, and maybe my friend Brent Larrabee, who is the police chief, influenced me because he educated, he set up a police force that was educated. He created a climate of acceptance and understanding and help. And really meant it. He used to, they never gave out, he made it a cause to not give people traffic tickets with fines attached. They would always give out warnings. Stop you. Okay, you're doing this, that, okay, here's a warning. And the town, the people used to go bananas. The town manager, that's one of the reasons that he basically got driven out of town, because the town manager at the time says, look at all the money you're laying on the table, you never give out tickets. And he said, why am I giving out tickets? The tickets, the only reason you give out a ticket with the money, with a dollar attached to it, is because you want to bring money to the general fund.
Listen,
that's
to
not
this.
My job. What?
In August of 2013, the city was squeezing cops to get more money
more
out
money.
Of the citizens,
yeah, right?
Right,
yeah.
So, but they found an email from the mayor about an acquaintance who had received a parking ticket. And he says, the man shouldn't have left his car unattended there, but it was an honest mistake. I would hate for him to have to pay for this. Can you help? The prosecutor obliged. In November of 2011, a court clerk got an email request from a pal saying, fix a parking ticket for a friend's wife. Replied, it's gone, baby.
And you see, this is how stupid they are. They leave a paper trail.
Right.
They leave an email trail.
That's
how arrogant and stupid they are.
Your ticket of $200 has magically disappeared.
Yeah. What'd you say, Kenny?
That's why Hillary had that secret account.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. She's no dummy.
No secret anymore.
I want to control everything.
Yep. All right. So anyway, you get the drift of what's going on. It's a blight. We're black. It's an embarrassment for America. It really is. This kind of stuff. And the people who do it, they don't even. They're so selfish and they're so stupid. They don't give a thought to anything other than themselves. They don't realize what it's done not only to the town, to the state, but the country.
What? Let's look at this in a larger context.
Okay.
How many people are in Ferguson? 3,000, something like that?
I don't know. I think it's 5. Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Okay. Small town, right?
Yeah.
30 cops, 27. How does 27 people, 28 adding the mayor, city council, whatever like that, control these 3,000 people to this extent?
There should have been more protests like Selma found.
How does the community not go, wait a minute, something's, before it got to the Michael Brown thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you wonder. That is, are they so intimidated? Maybe that, who knows? I don't want to make speculation, but
right.
It could be any number of things, including that. 19 before the hour. Doug Stephens, good day prayer. All right, are you going to do this thing now with the names, or are we going to do that in a minute?
We can do it in a minute.
All right. It's, what did I say, 19 before the hour on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympic gold medal winning goaltender was a 6-time All-Star. Famous for the eagles on his goalie mask, he won 2 Vezina trophies and helped bring the Stanley Cup to Dallas in 1999.
Oh, it's a Belfort glove! I don't believe it! How in the world did he make that save?
So where is Ed Belfort now? Eddie the Eagle has always had a passion for muscle cars and hot rods. He spends most of his time repairing and customizing classic cars at his customization shop, Carmen Custom. Ed is proud to watch his son, Dane, between the pipes, currently playing for the University of Nebraska, Omaha. In 2011, Ed finally got the honor he so richly deserved.
Please welcome Ed Belfort, inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Eddie the Eagle, flying high. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Creativity is one of the most important skills you can have today, but creativity is overrated.
Creativity solves problems, but creativity by itself is useless.
We talk with a lot of people who want to start a business. They have a unique idea.
But the idea is a small part of a successful business. You have to take action. Otherwise, creativity is wasted.
Why don't we act? Creativity may require change. We hate change.
It may mean taking a risk. We avoid risk. So we do nothing except create. It's creativity without the activity.
The creative side of creativity is important, but putting activity into your creativity leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. A decent 5-color motorcycle paint job could run you thousands of dollars. The most effective way to get noticed at a gathering of peers isn't always the most expensive. Bikers, use your imagination. Get noticed. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800. 393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The best way to get noticed or have your picture taken at Bike Week without blowing out a wad of Benjamins requires some original thinking, like the Daytona dude, who twice a year rolls out his hamburger-themed trike. Bikers with parrots, ferrets, snakes, and goggle-wearing dogs. Picture takers fight for the right to be first to photo a rusted-out hog with 50 pounds of glued-on road trash. The longest-running and still king of the hill is always a pretty half-naked lady passenger.
Hell yeah!
You're gonna have to tell me this was Zeppelin. You don't think I don't know this is Led Zeppelin?
I thought there was a chance you might not know this was Zeppelin.
All right, so here is a Twitter trending topic, changing a band's name to include some kind of food.
Yeah, last week we had the fun Twitter topic of make a song British. So you would change one word in the song title to make it sound like British. Instead of I like big butts and I cannot lie, it was I like Big Ben and I cannot lie. This week, the fun musical trending topic on Twitter, I like that alliteration.
Very good, Richard.
Is food band names. So you change one word in the band name to make it a food.
Right,
for example,
so what do we do
instead of Led Zeppelin, it's Bread Zeppelin.
Ah, good.
Okay.
Right, you got some other music to represent the other...
No, let's just get on the list. This one.
All right.
So instead of One Direction, it's Onion Direction.
Mm-hmm.
You'll like this one. Instead of Fleetwood Mac, it's Fleetwood Mac and Cheese.
Ah. I like the Moody Blueberries better.
The Moody Blueberries?
Moody Blueberries.
Bon Jovi.
Uh-huh.
The Food Fighters.
Yeah.
I love this one. Rage Against the Vending Machine.
The Rolling Stones.
Mumford and Buns.
Yeah.
The Yeasty Boys.
Oh, my God.
And who can ever forget the disco greats, the Bee Gees.
Oak Ridge Boysenberry.
The Peach Boys.
What do you have, Kenny?
Spandau Filet.
Spandau Filet.
Free Hot Dog Night.
Very
Grateful Bread.
Uh-huh. Easy.
I love Beyonce. Oh, yeah, here we go. Celine Dion.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Maroon 5, it's Maroon Fries. Depeche a la Mode.
Mm-hmm.
The Jackson Chive. Buns and Roses.
All right, there we got it. In a moment.
Wait. Beers for Fears.
Uh-huh. Bruce Willis, we were talking about... Larry David going on Broadway today?
Yeah.
Bruce Willis is going to Broadway. I'm having a hard time wrapping myself around this. He's going to make his Broadway debut this fall in a tale of torture and suspense, stage adaptation of Stephen King's novel Misery. The Warner Brothers Theater Ventures Group says that Bruce Willis will star opposite Elizabeth Marvel. The story of a murderous fan united with her beloved romance novelist. Wow. All these people that like to do... remember the television show that James Caan... Or was it a movie? Kathy Bates and cut off his leg or something?
Yeah, that was the story. Stephen
that was
King
this
movie.
Story?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're doing... How do you do that on Broadway? Oof, a lot of imagination involved in that.
The guy can sing.
Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was the name of his group?
Bruno something or other. Remember in...
Bruno Mars.
And Hudson Hawk?
Yeah, Hudson Hawk.
Would you like to swing on a star?
Yeah.
Carry moonbeams home in a jar.
Danny Aiello.
Yeah. Then you are...
Would you rather
that was an
fish?
Interesting movie.
Oh, would you rather be a fish?
I bought him. Bourgeois house in Hollywood Hills.
Getting the whole treatment here.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. But here's the hook, yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio in the television news today. He's partnering with Netflix for a series of documentaries that he's going to produce.
Yeah.
The announcement came yesterday. DiCaprio and his production company signed a first look deal with Netflix for a series of non-fiction projects. DiCaprio and Netflix will seek to develop and acquire documentaries and docu-series with partial focus on environmental and conservation themes. So I think this is not the first time around the horn. DiCaprio was with Netflix last year, released a documentary called Virunga. Virunga sparked a lot of debate. Deal adds to the growing number of people from Hollywood that are making deals with Netflix. So if they're doing it, can Amazon, who else is doing this sort of thing?
Adam Sandler is doing a
right, yeah, we talked about that couple
show
weeks
with him. And then also Tina Fey is doing a show called The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah. Well, now, let's go over to the HBO side of things. They had announced standalone streaming service called HBO Now. They have officially given it a launch date. Story in the International Business Times today. They're now targeting April as a release in the season 5 premiere of HBO's biggest property, Game of Thrones, scheduled for Sunday, April 12th. Now, so they're going to...
And look who they're partnering up with it to help launch it.
Chipotle.
Apple.
Oh, what is to Chipotle? Oh, Chipotle. Good, Doug. Hello, dung, dung, dung. The price of this is $15, which is the price of two Chipotle burritos.
No.
That's a burrito.
I love it.
Don't you love that? Okay. Are we done? I'm saying I'm done here with that one. See how I am with the penny on the floor. I saw Chipotle. Wow, there it is. That's who they're teaming up with.
HBO has a new series coming out called the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Flying Burrito Brothers.
Sponsored by Chipotle. That's it.
Okay. See, we saved that, Richie.
There you go.
Richie's here to save me from myself and to save the day on Good Days 51 after the hour.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS-80.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Now it's 53 after the hour. Time for us to help your pets live a better life. That's the job that is well handled by our friend Warren Eckstein, who hosts the Pet Show, which is on the air every weekend. A lot of great radio stations around the country carry the Pet Show because there's such great information. Warren is so smart. He's so well trained. And he has... Yes, Warren is trained. He doesn't do it in the house. That's one of the things we like about him most of all. So we have some video content. Warren has blogged on this alcoholic Russian bear. And we'll find out where we go. Yes, folks, believe it or not, there are alcoholic bears in Russia. What is that? How does that bear fruit with you? What do you want to know about this bear? We'll find out everything you ever wanted to know about alcoholic bears in a moment here on Good Day.
Think Green. Harris with you. A new book, Heal Your Mind, Rewire Your Brain, suggests the next time you're tempted to stifle a yawn, stop. Or more accurately, don't stop. Yawning isn't rude or socially unacceptable because it's actually one of your body's coolest tricks and brings with it a host of benefits for your body, your mind, even your relationships. Many of us think yawning in the presence of others is simply disrespectful, but it seems yawning is actually the body's way of rejuvenating the brain so it can function more effectively. In scientific terms, a yawn is characterized by an inhalation of air that stretches the eardrums, followed by an exhalation, occasionally accompanied by a stretch, technically called a pendiculation. But what does the yawn actually do to the human brain, and why might it help you at work and play? We'll look tomorrow. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Hi, so Warren Eckstein is here, host of the Pet Show. This Russian bear and the alcohol. Well, we know, here I am doing that, Jennifer, again. It is common knowledge that the Russians have a big problem with alcoholism. That is, as far as people are concerned. I'm not sure it's common knowledge that many Russian bears are alcoholic as well.
bottom line is the abuse that takes place in Russia for years and in parts of Eastern Europe, as we use for entertainment, the dancing bears and just horrible things. And what they would actually do is they put rings in their nose and they pull their canine teeth so they couldn't bite. They'd rip their claws off. The bottom line is people have been abusive to animals for many years, not just in Russia. But this case caught my eye because these two bears here were actually sitting in front of a restaurant in Georgia. And what happened is people would go by, they'd go in there, and, you know, everyone likes their vodka over there, and they come outside and they throw vodka and other things at the bears, and the bears became alcoholic. You know, when you first hear it, it almost sounds funny, but it's a serious problem. Interestingly enough, Romanians, my background people, thank goodness, are going to come in and rehabilitate the bears because of the alcoholism. And it's kind of interesting because I was unaware that animals could become alcoholics until I saw this story, but obviously they can, and obviously there are people that have already treated alcoholic animals, and in most cases it really works.
Alcoholic animals. I'm trying to imagine your dog or my dog or anybody's dog being alcoholic, and then I think to myself, okay, the cows get a buzz on when they eat the silage, the corn silage, because that's basically mash. It's alcohol. It's when they eat it, it makes them silly. So I suppose the same thing could happen.
Well, they say if you want to find the cows in Texas, look for the wild patches of peyote.
All right. Well.
Make
a mash out of that.
A little problem, but think about this. With the increase of legalization of marijuana, not that I'm pro or con, veterinarians are now seeing increased amounts of dogs and cats coming into their hospitals because of overdosing on marijuana.
Wow.
So, whatever you do.
Being so secondhand marijuana smoke. That's what that is, right?
That's not just the smoke, because now with all the edibles that are out there, you know, you get marijuana mayonnaise and chocolate, so it's really easy for dogs and cats to get.
You get marijuana mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise, chocolate, soda.
Mayonnaise,
hot dogs,
everything.
Just about anything that you can eat can now become laced with marijuana. So, you know, I don't care if people use a medicine.
Jeez.
That's fine, whatever people want to do, but when it comes to the dogs and cats, no drugs for them.
All right, there was a video of the day we posted a week or so ago from somebody whose golden retriever had a growing fan base on YouTube. The dog's name was Georges, apparently a big tennis fan. The video shows how excited the Georges gets when he watches a recent match from the Australian Open. It's kind of, so dogs and television, that was the reason I brought this up. Do dogs really watch TV?
You know, I was part of the creator of Dog TV, which has been very successful on DirecTV and all around the world now. The difference is dogs don't see TV the same way we do. So when Dog TV was developed, for example, it has extra lines or dots. You technical people would know that's all about. But interestingly enough, dogs and cats can see TV better in Europe than they can in the United States.
Because the pictures are clearer. There you go. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.